Chora nandana braja jana ranjana Ja chora nandana braja jana ranjana Jamuna tira banachari Jamuna tira banachari Jamuna tira banachari Together, Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajakacharya Astotara Satashri Shriman His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajakacharya Astotara Satashri Shriman His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sri Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adigor Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radhe Shamasundar Gopa Gopinath Shamakund, Radhakund, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Sama Veda, Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gopremanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarane. Hare Krishna. So we're starting, well, we're not exactly first starting, but we're in a new chapter today. Remember all the classes on the visions of time from the atom and dividing all of those things? Whew, we're finished that right now. We're on the next chapter. And the next chapter is about Lord Varaha. Remember the story about Lord Varaha? We haven't quite got to the story yet. We're getting a little bit of an introduction. So we're on text number 4, so this text is not about Lord Varaha, but we're going to get to that soon. So maybe next week you'll hear a little bit more about Lord Varaha. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Can we say this together, these two verses? Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayet nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. And here's the part that you're not so familiar with. You know the translation? How's it go, Div? What are we going to say? Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narad Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and Srila Vyasadeva, the author. And we also like to offer our respects to Srila Prabhupada, because if it was just in Sanskrit for us, a lot of us wouldn't understand a word of it. So not only did he translate it from the Sanskrit, but he translated word for word, and then he also gave us the English in a way that we can understand what the Bhagavatam means. So we really are indebted to Srila Prabhupada. And what happens when you hear the Bhagavatam? By regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam, which you're doing regularly, worship Wednesdays, and by offering service unto the pure devotees, all that's troublesome, all the things that bother you in your heart will become destroyed gradually, gradually. And that's what's going to happen in our verse today. Gradually, gradually, all those things and disturbances are destroyed. And what happens to get that destroyed? It's because of loving service unto the personality of Godhead. That's what destroys the troubles in our hearts. So it all connects. Sometimes we get the things and we get a piece here, and you get a piece here, and you get a piece here, and you don't connect the dots. But the dots of logical connection make a big difference. So it's by rendering service. This is a little loud, don't you think? If it's not too loud for you. Okay. By rendering service unto the devotees and to the Lord and chanting his holy name, that cleanses the heart, and loving service will be established in the heart. And the best part about it, have you ever had, a savings account or some money stashed in your sock drawer or something? And then you spend some money, maybe you buy a present for your father for Father's Day, or maybe you buy some Oreo cookies, or maybe you buy this or that. And then what happens to the money that's in the drawer? It gets gone. It doesn't last. But by doing devotional service here and there and chanting Hare Krishna and this and that, you never lose the benefit of that. Now, it might seem not so important at this particular stage in your life, but gradually you'll realize how important that is and how nice. Mr. Nalini, what would you like to say already? You get infinite money from Krishna's sock drawer. Yeah, devotional sock drawer. So, you know what they say? Sock it to him. Oh, sorry, Hare Krishna. Okay, all right, so, want to know what text 4 is about? We're doing text 4. Here we go. Shrutasya pumsam chuchira shramasa. Pumsam chuchira shramasa. Shrutasya pumsam chuchira shramasya. Navanjasa suribir idito rita. Navanjasa suribir idito drita. Tatad gunashu shravanam mukunda. Tatad gunashu shravanam mukunda. Padaravindam hridayeshu yesham. Padaravindam hridayeshu yesham. Shrutasya pumsam suchira shramasya. Navanjasa suribir idito rita. Tatad gunashru shravanam mukunda. Padaravindam hridayeshu yesham. Please chant. Shrutasya pumsam suchira shramasya. Vajasa Sribir e dito drita. Tatat tunanu shravana mukunda. Shrutasya pumsam suchira shramasya. Subhadra. Students? Daravindam Hridaye Shuyesham. Navanjasa Suribir Idito Rita. Padaravindam Hridayeshu Yesham Shrutasya. Of persons who are in the process of hearing. Pumsam. Of such persons. Suchira. For a long time. That's an important word in this verse. Suchira. For a long time. Shramasya. Laboring very hard. Nanu, certainly. Anjasa, elaborately. Suribi, by pure devotees. Idita, explained by. Artam, statements. Tat, that. Tat, that. Guna, transcendental qualities. Anushravanam, thinking. Mukunda, the personality of Godhead who awards liberation. Padaravinda, the lotus feet. Hridayeshu, within the heart. Yesham, of them. Okay, so do you remember what suchira means? Yes. Long time, a long time. Good, thank you. Okay, here's the translation and the purport by Srila Prabhupada. But before that, Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master very kindly forced open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So therefore, I'm very indebted to Srila Prabhupada. I'm eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. And I beg for service life after life. Hare Krishna. So here's the translations. Persons, that could be like you guys, right? Persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor and for a long time. So what's a long time? Suchira, for a long time, great labor and a long time, must hear from the mouths of the pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation. What's the name of the personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation? Over here? To say it louder, Subhadra? Mukunda, thank you. Yeah, Paramatma is another person. Okay, so now Who can tell me a little bit what the verse was just saying? We just repeated the verse. Don't go up there. Leave it down. Yes. What did the verse say? Yeah, you're right. He said, he kind of was saying that if we hear from a pure devotee, and then he kind of trailed off. You want to help him? If you hear from a pure devotee, then what happens? How should we hear from the pure devotee? Suchira. How should we hear from the pure devotee? Subhadra? With great labor and a long time. And then what happens? Yes, Mr. Narda? You become a devotee, your heart becomes cleansed, yes? And? You'll get liberation from the mercy of the Lord, Lord Mukunda. Okay, thanks. Okay, I'm going to just read it one more time. Persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor and for a long time must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation. So as I was saying, this chapter is going to narrate the story of Lord Varaha. Why is Sukadeva Goswami saying this? Maitreya is saying this right now, is because he's introducing the story, and because Vidura and Maitreya, they're the ones that are talking, Vidura just keeps, he just has more and more questions. He just keeps asking question after question about Krishna. Why did he do this? What happens next? What happens next? So, Sukadev, he's the original narrator, he's narrating the story about how this topic of Varaha comes up. And he's very happy because he's saying, if you keep hearing about Krishna in all his different forms, the Mukunda, Paramatma, this one, that one, Varaha, then your heart will become cleansed. But he says, what did he say about hearing? Was it just like a casual thing that you can hear and you cannot hear and, you know, everything's fine? What did he say about the hearing? How about in the back, the boys in the back who don't get picked on enough? You're picking on them? Okay, thanks. You want to pick one out to answer that question? Vaishnav, yay! And now I don't even remember the question myself. What was the question I was asking? Oh, about hearing. What kind of hearing should it be, Vaishnav Prabhu? Can somebody help him? What was the characteristic? Because you wouldn't think of that description of hearing as it was described there in the verse. Because it said you'd have to hear for a long time. I don't know if anybody's mentioned that. And with great labor. Now, is it laborious? Is it a big problem to sit here and hear? It actually is. I know. I was going to get to it. We can say no because we're sitting here, but are we really hearing? Are we really absorbing ourselves? So it's a labor. You know what the labor is? Keep your mind focused. My gosh, that's so hard these days, especially in this days of instant automatic distraction that you just carry around with you the whole time. How do you focus? Let's find out. Okay. And it's not easy, so you have to practice. Okay, here's Prabhupada's purport, sorry. Transcendental students, do you know any transcendental students? I see a few here. Okay, transcendental students are those who undergo great penance in being trained by hearing the Vedas from a bona fide spiritual master. How does that sound? A little scary, doesn't it? But it's training. That's why you come every week. Training, and that's why you have to sit in a certain way and try not to wiggle too much and focus in. And it takes an endeavor. Okay. Not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they must also hear about the transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. So can you tell me, especially I'm going to pick on the back again because I always pick on the front. Some of the devotees that you can remember from the Bhagavatam who were, let's see, They must hear about the transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. Can I have some examples of devotees who are constantly thinking about the lotus feet of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam? Okay, Darren. Prahlad, that's who I was thinking of. And now that's going to spark another memory. Who else? Similar age. Hold on. Okay. Narada. Yeah. And someone else. Okay, we're going to the front. Yes. Hiranyakashipu did hear a lot about the Lord, but he didn't hear in a favorable way. That was a different way, so it doesn't quite count. So Hiranyakashipu doesn't quite count. I don't know all the names, but yes? Prabhupada, he did, yes, and he's a devotee to hear about. Yes, Prabhu. Vyasadeva, he heard. Yes, very good. And one more. Yes, behind. Arjuna. And I'm thinking of someone else. Who about you? That's who I was thinking of. Dhruva. Yes, so there's lots and lots of devotees that heard for a long time about the Lord and his devotees. So we have to hear about them because they give us different role models. Role models come in handy every now and then. Good role models. Okay. A pure devotee of the Lord cannot be separated from the lotus feet of the Lord even for a moment. Undoubtedly, the Lord is always within the heart of all living creatures, but they hardly know about it because they are deluded by the illusory material energy. What does that mean? What does deluded by the illusory material energy mean? Let's go for the girls this time, this section. What does deluded by the illusory material energy mean? Try not to all speak at once. But pick somebody who's the first one to speak because that's the hardest. The first one to speak is the hardest. Deluded by the material energy. Yes. Surya, you're the only person's name that I know. Sorry, but... Oh, really? Shows you what I know. That's the time factor. Oh, my gosh. She looks like her, though. That's what happens when you hang around here a long time. You can't tell who's who anymore. Okay. Deluded by the material energy, what does that mean to you? Not that you are. Don't worry. Can you help? Subhadraji, when he's in the clutches of Maya, that's true. But that's answering it with Krishna. We're saying deluded by the material energy, that's like a KC phrase, and you answered it with another KC phrase, that they're in the clutches of Maya. So let's try to explain it without using those words. So if somebody didn't know what we were talking about, they would understand what we meant. So what would you like to say? Yeah, you're distracted by everything in the material world. And the tendency is to think what? About yourself. Yeah, I'm the body. That's delusion. Why is it delusion? How about this class? Why is it delusion to think that you're the body? Illusion, delusion. Yes? Why is it delusion? Yes, you had your hand up. Now you have to speak. Nope, okay. Why is it not true? Yes. Because you are a spirit soul. And even though we think we're the body, we have to keep hearing, we're a spirit soul, we're a spirit soul, so many times, because we forget really easy, don't we? Yeah. Okay, so. But so what were they saying about that delusion of the illusory energy? That Krishna's in everybody's heart. And he's giving directions to everybody, but those people who are in illusion, who are bewildered, who think that they're their body, they're getting directions in a different way because that's what they want. But a devotee who's trying to remember, I'm Krishna's servant, is getting directions in a different way, just like Dhruva, just like Prahlad. He got directions, he got instruction. Dhruva met Narada Muni because Krishna knew Dhruva was searching, and he, in his heart, sent Dhruva to this place, and Krishna, in Narada Muni's heart, sent Narada Muni to that place, and they met up. And he got to hear from the pure devotee. That was all Krishna's arrangement. Because why? Because Dhruva was willing to hear. So Krishna, in the heart of the living entity, in your heart, in the person next to you's heart, in all the people's heart, and even in the tree's heart, Krishna's reciprocating with them according to the way they want to. And the more you want to reciprocate with Krishna, the more Krishna will give you directions. Okay. The devotees, however, as compared to a non-devotee who thinks there's a body, they're not going to realize. But the devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord, and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Wow. Now that's a big promise, isn't it? To always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. And how do you get to that? How do you get to always see the Lord within your heart? That was also in the verse, but you might not have connected the dots. How you get there is you have to hear. You have to hear with labor, laborious. You have to fix your mind on it, and you have to hear just for once or twice, right or wrong. No? How, Dr. Banks, how much you hear? Suchira, for a long time? Oh. It takes a long time? Okay, here's a question for you. Not for you guys, for these guys. Can any of you remember the first day of school? You guys can remember because it wasn't so long ago. So long ago. But you can remember the first day of school. How about over there? Can you remember the first day of school? Can you remember the first day of that you went to school? Let's just say a person goes to school for the first day. You know, a little guy goes to school and he says, for some strange reason, he says, I want to be a doctor. Now, I don't know what kind of ethnicity might say that, of people from a certain, I want to be a doctor. Or someone else might come and say, I want to be an engineer. I want to be it now. And so what's the teacher going to say? Hang in there. Hang in there. Just learn your ABCs first. That'll help. Don't forget you have to learn how to count, too. And then you have to learn how to read and put all those little words together. You know, so it'll come gradually, but it's an endeavor. You know, school might not seem hard as opposed to like lifting weights or running, you know, a 10-mile race or something like that. It might not be compared to that, but it is hard, obviously, right? Every day. So what's one important factor of going to school? I'll tell you. One important factor is you got to show up. You can't just go one day and then come back 3 months later and said, well, I'm coming back, so here I am. Where's my diploma? No, you got to go every day. You got to show up. So similarly, we have to show up in front of Krishna every day and try to hear something about that we're really a spirit soul, that we're not a body. So, and it takes a while. So here's show and tell number A. Okay? Does it look very impressive? No. Can you even tell what it is? It's a lemon. It's a lemon. It's a big lemon. Now, why am I showing you this? How do you know? Okay, what, Narda? Because it's material. That's why I'm showing you. Okay, how, yes. Because you like eating lemon. That's exactly why I'm showing you that. But I'm also showing you that to get this lemon took a long time. And I personally know it took a long time because my husband planted this lemon 20 years ago from a seed. 20 years ago from a seed. Somebody had gone to Nutalavan and brought back what they call a Himalayan lemon from Nutalavan over in Mississippi. And after he offered it and ate it, he saved all the seeds, which he had this wonderful habit of doing. And then he planted the seeds, and then 20 or so seeds sprouted. And we had little lemon trees that we had to take care of for a long time because you can't just stick them out once they sprout. They have to grow to a certain height and then this and that. And do you know about lemon trees? At least the lemon trees that we have in our yard now, they have thorns on them that are at least 4 inches long, multiple thorns, 4 inches long. And they're not just soft little spikes. They're hard, sharp
spikes, that if you even just walk next to that tree, you get a scratch. It's like wonderful. So anyway, 20 years ago, from a seed, this lemon was incubating, you could say. The tree grew, and now one of them is quite a large tree. Last year was the first year that it gave fruit, so we could say 19, but it's okay. It's more dramatic, 20. So 20 years it took, and it got the fruit. So now, think of another example about seeds. Can you think of another example, a devotional example about seeds and time and fruit? Yes, Mr. Prabhu. Anch. Yes. He did. The seed of what? Lemon trees? No, what? The seed of devotional service. And do you know the Sanskrit for that by any chance? The seed of devotional service? You probably do, but you probably don't. Bhakti Lata Bija. Bija means seed. So the Bhakti Lata Bija is a seed. It's like the seed. And this is, every time I see these lemons, I think of the Bhakti Lata Bija. You know why? Because it took a long time to get these lemons. But they were growing gradually. And because it was in the right environment, it got the water and the sunshine that it needed, it grew and did its thing. It produced a fruit. So the Bhakti Lata Bija, or the seed of devotional service, which means pure love of Godhead, ecstatic love of Godhead, is growing in your hearts right now. Right now it's growing. And this process of hearing is making it grow stronger. One of the requirements of a strong tree? What are some of the requirements of a strong tree? Root, good roots. It needs good roots. Because if it has weak roots, then when a little hurricane comes, it'll tip over. But if it has strong roots, it'll stay. So our Bhakti Lata Bij that Srila Prabhupada very kindly planted in the hearts of everyone, especially those who read and hear his books, and we distribute his books, we distribute those seeds of love of Godhead also, that grows. The roots grow down, our understanding gets deeper, our conviction gets deeper, and we get an attraction for hearing. And so you might want to, when you get to a certain level of consciousness, developed consciousness, and you kind of wonder, hey, I'm not as happy, I'm not as enlivened in my devotional service as I used to be. What's different? Then you can look and think, well, how are my roots growing? Am I watering? Am I hearing? Am I this? Am I taking advantage of doing service? Am I coming to see the deities as often as possible? All of these activities help nurture and grow the seed of devotional service. So at a certain point, some of the things seem a little bothersome, like, you know, why do I have to come every Wednesday? Can I just come one Wednesday a year? But we do it. We do it over and over and over and over again so that we develop a taste. And that our roots grow and our desire grows and our attraction grows and our, guess what else grows? Your happiness grows. Your happiness with who you are, with your position in the world, understanding that this material world can go through all the ups and downs it wants to. But I have nothing to do with this material world. I'm a spirit soul. I don't care who won the tournament. Kind of, sort of, I don't care. I don't care who's the president, I don't care. It affects me in a certain way, but it doesn't affect me, the spirit soul. It doesn't affect me, the spirit soul. What affects me, the spirit soul, is my opportunity that I take to hear and chant. And I just remembered I haven't finished the purport, so I'm going to read a little bit more. Okay, sorry. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are, in fact, recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than he himself. That's a point. I'm going to ask you about it in two more sentences. Okay, first I'll read it again. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are, in fact, recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than he himself. Worship of the devotees is more potent than worship of the Lord. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students to hear of pure devotees as explained by similar devotees of the Lord, because one cannot explain about the Lord or his devotees unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. So who did he say was more important to worship than the Lord? Yeah, thanks. His devotees. Now you have to tell me why. You have to connect the dots. Why is it important that to hear from the devotees? Hold on. How about this quiet section over here, our girls' section? Oh, they all look down all of a sudden, look at their notes. I get it.
Sorry.
But I'm not going to let you go this time. Okay. Why is it important to hear from the devotees? And why is it important? Why is Krishna saying it's more important? It's more important to hear from the devotees about the Lord. The only thing that's saving you is that I don't know many of your names. Please help me. Just call out a name and we'll make her talk. This nice devotee here. Any of them. They're all nice. Mangala. Who's Mangala? Oh, there's Mangala. Thanks. So the question on the floor is, why is it better to worship the devotees? Why is it more important? What more potent to worship the devotees than to worship the Lord? You have to mumble a little louder. Think of the example of Prabhupada, okay? Exactly. And all I heard was, they represent Krishna and some other explanations. But you're right. You're absolutely right, Mangala. Thank you. Thank you for that very painful response. Okay. They represent... Now, let's just take that example of Srila Prabhupada, right? Because Ansha already gave that example about Prabhupada. So if Prabhupada had... You know, you guys sang that song. You know it. If Prabhupada hadn't come, where would we be? We'd just be out there. We'd be deluded by the illusory energy, thinking that I'm my body and I want to be a soccer player and I want to be this and I want to be a doctor or whatever, which is okay to think like that, but to understand inside there that I'm a spirit soul is very important, because that's going to last. But if Prabhupada hadn't come, in other words, if the devotees hadn't come to explain about Krishna consciousness and give us the opportunity and go out of their way, It wasn't easy for Srila Prabhupada. He had to go out of his way. He had to change his whole thing, his whole happy bhajan in Vrindavan, you know, crossing the ocean on a cargo ship. Like, that's like not very comfortable, in case you're thinking it's comfortable. You know, it's like going in a rowboat, you know what I mean? It's not like a luxury liner that he crossed the ocean and had all facilities. No, he crossed the ocean in a cargo ship, so it had a little teeny room, and all the rest was all these big boxes of stuff. And remember how rocky the boat was? Up and down, over those huge waves. And what was the result of that? He got seasick, right? Yeah, it was nauseating. Okay, hope you don't have a nauseous day. Hope you have a great day. Hare Krishna. Anyway, so it's Bhagavatam states over and over again, it's more important to hear from the pure devotees, because they're the ones who can explain and give Krishna to you in a way that it's easily digestible. So all of this is leading up to the story of Lord Varaha. Now, Lord Varaha's story, why, here's the dot, here's the connection between hearing for a long time and hearing from the pure devotees about Lord Varaha. Because Lord Varaha's story is not an quote-unquote ordinary story. Do any of you that are left remember how Lord Varaha appeared? How about over in that corner? We haven't gotten to that corner yet. Do any of you know the story of how Lord Varaha appeared in the world? Yes? You can say it. Can somebody say it loud? How did he come? Yes. He came through the nostril. Now, how many other people you know came somebody's nose? In fact, if you wanted to go further, but we don't really want to go too further into yucky stories, not very many good things come from your nose, right? Okay, that's what you're going to end up class, and that's what you're going to remember today. Not many good things come from your nose. But Lord Varaha came from Lord Brahma's nose, and he came out very small, and then he expanded himself. And that was, I was just reading in Lilamrita just the other day, Satsarup Maharaj compared Srila Prabhupada to the incarnation of Lord Varaha, because he started very small, and then he started to grow very big. And I thought, oh, that was a wonderful analogy or comparison or whatever the technical term is, you know, that Srila Prabhupada was like that. He started very small. And usually, and like even you can take the example of also Prahlad Maharaj, little small boy, but because of his strong faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wasn't daunted even by coming up against the ferocious might of his demoniac father. So it's important to hear that we need to continue hearing from the pure devotees who can explain these stories that are not, they're outside the realm of our normal interactions, our normal understanding of things. Lord Varaha coming from the nose, this and that. So we hear from those people who have faith in the activities and supremacy of the Lord, and that increases our faith. So, Hare Krishna. Little discussion or anything? But yes, Ragatnika G.
Can we say that the seed is faith?
Shraddha, faith, yeah. But
although you were saying earlier, the seed is prema, pure love of God.
The seed, yeah, bhakti lata bij. It's the seed, everything is there. It starts one's by shraddha, you know, that you have faith, but that, and all,
well, that's right.
It grows.
Yeah, it's all those, what is it, what are those stages called? They start with shraddha.
The nine processes of devotional service?
No.
Shraddha.
Sadhu Sangha and all that. All of those stages come up to prema, and they're all different degrees or increasing degrees of faith.
Yeah.
So it is faith, the seed.
And the thing is that the potential is in the seed. The potential for prema is in the seed. Uh-huh. And it has to be watered and taken care of. Everything is there. In the seed. Yes. All of the, like you said, all of the stages are there, mm-hmm. and they develop gradually. Yeah. Jai.
Thank you.
Other comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Thank you very kindly for your tolerance and patience with me. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Bhakti Lata Bija ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.